Good morning and welcome to Christ is the Answer, coming to you from Seaview Full Gospel Church in Back Bay, New Brunswick. Today, our pastor, Pastor Reverend Gordon Cook Jr., will be preaching today's message. If you'd like a copy of this message or any other message, you can contact us at the church at area code 506-755-3592. Now, here is Pastor Gordon Cook Jr. with today's message.
Confess to somebody, God's answering my prayer. Come on, confess it. See, if you believe it, you got to confess it. If you believe it and you confess it, God says, we seal the thing with our confession. You believe God is real? But when and you can believe it in your mind, you can believe it in your heart, but the Bible says when you confess it with your mouth, you seal that thing. Oh, hallelujah. It's signed, sealed, and delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And in His Word today, oh, hallelujah. I said I wasn't going to preach to you, didn't I? But, you know, I can't help myself sometimes. Come on. This joy of the Lord gets down in your heart, gets down in your soul. Amen. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all He's done for me, how can we not but cry out, thank you, Lord, and cleanse me, God, a man of unclean lips. God, help me, Jesus. How many say, I need your help, Lord? Oh, hallelujah. And He says, we're His workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. You know, God's got a hold of your life. And God's got a purpose in your life. God's ordained it to be so. God's ordained it to come to pass. No matter what you're facing in this life, you've got to realize and note this. Hallelujah. This is not the end. It's not the end until it is the end, until God has taken you home, or until the rapture of the church. As long as you've got breath, this is not the end. Hallelujah. We're here and we're created for His glory, for His pleasure, and nothing gives Him any more pleasure than our worship. Come on. It's simple. It absolutely is simple. The Bible said a child need not make any mistake in that. A wayfaring man, a fool, a silly person can understand the love of God. Can understand. Say, I love you. Hallelujah. Sister Jeannie did a precious and wonderful thing today. On her way out in church this morning. And she came up to me. And she always gives me a hug anyway. You know, and tells me she loves me. But you know what she did this morning? She placed her hand right there. And she put her other hand up in the sky. And she looked up to the Lord. And she began to pray for me. I don't know any more precious thing that anybody ever did for me than what she did today. Hallelujah. And she didn't just do it once, she did it twice. Oh, love of God, so rich and pure. How measureless and strong. You can't measure that kind of love. You can't measure God's love. That's why I choose to serve Him. That's just one of the little things why I serve Jesus. And why I know that He loves us and forgives us and instills into our heart and our soul. The Bible says this, train up your child when he's young, that when he's old he'll not depart. And I know my upbringing. And I know some of yours too. We've got a wonderful heritage. We've been brought up to serve God. We've been brought up to believe that church is your life. I believe that all my life and still do. I believe part of my servitude to God is the church. If He's the head of the church, and if it's the bride of Christ, then the church is important. Regardless what people say today. Oh, I know that the noise is you don't have to go to church. The noise, you don't have to worship. You don't have to praise. You don't have to do anything. My thing is this, what's the point? What's the point of going to church? You're not going to worship, not going to praise, not going to love God, just going to go to church? What for? I mean, seriously, I'd rather go to a hockey game. Come on. If all I'm going to do is just come in and do nothing, not going to worship God, not going to magnify Him, not going to recognize Him, but oh, I've come to worship Him. I come to glorify His precious name. when we realize what church is all about. See, church is not about us. Can I just talk to you? I'm not hollering at you, am I? I'm just talking to you. You know, sometimes you just got to take your kids and just sit down and stop hollering at them and just sit down and have a talk with them. Have you noticed what a difference it makes? When you just take them aside and say, let's just have a little talk. See, the enemy wants to slither in, put a wedge. You either take the wedge out or cut the foot off the devil some way, you get the door shut. But having a little talk. So we're just having a talk today. I just want to talk to you to realize the most important thing in life is to know Christ. And church is about Him. We can stomp and holler and make all kinds of noise and say, why don't we do this and why don't we do that? The problem is we're not doing the simple things. It's the little things that we need to do. It's the little things that we've neglected. It's the little prayers and the praying that starts out with 5 minutes and all of a sudden you're there for half an hour or an hour and a half in the presence of God. See, that's what's happened. And because we haven't got that connect, things begin to loosen up. Things begin to get room to crawl in. Whew. How many knows we got to tighten things up a little bit? Oh, you say you'll never get anybody to church that way. I'm not trying to get anybody to church. I'm trying to get people to heaven. Come on. It's not about getting the church full. It's about getting the church full of people that love Jesus and are full of Jesus. That's what it's all about. Come on. Help me, Lord, just to talk. Amy Wilson Carmichael, you may have heard of her, precious lady of God. She penned these words. She said, give me the love that leads the way, the faith that nothing can dismay, the hope no disappointment tire, the passion that will burn like fire. Let me not sink to be a clod, but make me thy fuel, a flame, O God. Oh, hallelujah. Set your desire to today. Just to be a flicker. Just to be a flame that will cause men to know there is a God in heaven that understands, that forgives, won't overlook unrighteousness, will purify and cleanse from within. They'll set your foot upon a solid rock and a foundation that, friend, let me tell you something, you won't slip off of it. I said, you can't slip off of this rock. You've got to purposely step off of it. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, I've got a hold of your life, and I'll hold on to you. You've got to squeeze your way out of it. Friend, in a way you squeeze your way out of it, so when we stop praying and read our word, and read His word, we stop meditating upon it, we stop loving one another like we should, we stop encouraging one another. Amen. Let's make the church what it's supposed to be. Be challenged to make it a place where it's supposed to be, where we come together, love one another, and love God. Bottom line. Bottom line. Hallelujah. Read this little story. It said a man on a safari in the middle of the jungle was following his guide, who had a machete and was clearing the way and making a trail. And he, being of great concern, said to the guide, where is the path? He's in the jungle, you know, and he's just hacking away as far as he can see. And he says to him, where's the path? To which the man replied, I'm the path. I know the way. See, in our relationship with Jesus Christ, we've got to know He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the path. And I don't believe that God leads and shows us a whole journey, but it's one step at a time. One day at a time. I hear people saying so many times, I'm just taking it one step at a time. Just one day. That's the way you're supposed to. God said, don't take on the cares of tomorrow even. He said, for my grace will be efficient for tomorrow. His grace will be there tomorrow. Good Lord willing, we will wake up in the morning, amen, and face the day, and we say, thank you, Jesus, and glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. His grace will be with us. More so, we start our day with a thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Good to see you, Lord. Good to be able to get in your word, Lord, just to read the scripture of the daily bread or something, Lord. It's good to acknowledge you. It makes the day a whole lot better, doesn't it? It sure does. And I read another story. I'm a great one for reading stories. And this story is a little boy. And I like reading stories about little children. The Bible says, out of the mouth of babes, he's perfected praise. I mean, you hear a little child praying, come on, and they begin to praise God and begin to, I mean, doesn't it just bless your heart? Amen. Just the simpleness of that child's prayer and being thankful to the Lord. Thank you for my mama. Thank you for my daddy. Thank you for my dolly. Thank you for my puppy. Thank you, Lord, for those little things. And this is a story that was written. And it's about a little 8-year-old Danny Dutton who lived in Chula Vista, that's in California. And he wrote for his third grade homework assignment to explain God. Can you imagine? Here's an 8-year-old that's going to explain God out of the mouths of babes. And it says, I wonder if any of us could have done as well as he's done. As I read this to you, you think it over. As he has such an assignment in California and someone published it, this guy said, I guess there's miracles after all. When you hear anything published being positive about God, how many things we need to say, hear a lot more? Amen. My explanation of God, one of God's main jobs is making people, said little Danny. He said he makes them to replace the ones that die so there will be enough people to take care of the things on earth. He doesn't make grown-ups, just babies. I think it's because they're smaller and they're easier to make. That way he doesn't have to take up his valuable time teaching them to talk and walk. He just leaves that to the moms and dads. That's their responsibility. God's second most important job is to listen to prayers. Don't ever think God doesn't listen to your prayer. Don't ever think he's too busy to hear what you've got to say out of that sincere heart before him. He said, and an awful lot of those go on, since some people like preachers and things, they pray at times besides bedtime. God doesn't have time to listen to the radio or TV because of this. Because he hears everything, there must be a terrible lot of noise in his ears unless he has a thought of a way to turn it off. Danny said, God sees everything, he hears everything, and he's everywhere, which keeps him pretty busy. So you shouldn't go wasting his time by going over your mom and dad's head and asking for things they've already said you couldn't have. So I'll just go to God. Isn't that like a child? Amen. So he said, you don't even bother God with that stuff. Atheists, he said, here's on the mouth of babes, are people who don't believe in God. And I don't think there's any where I live. At least they aren't any that come to our church. And he says, Jesus is the Son of God. He used to do all the hard work, like walking on water and performing miracles and trying to teach people who didn't want to learn about God. They finally got tired of him preaching to them, and they crucified him. But he was good, and he was kind, like his father. And he told his father that they didn't know what they were doing and to forgive them, and God said, okay. Hallelujah. Of the mind of a child. His dad, God, appreciated everything that he had done and all his hard work on earth, and he told him he didn't have to go out on the road anymore. He could stay in heaven, so he did. Now he helps his dad out by listening to prayers and seeing things which are important for God to take care of, and which ones he can take care of himself without bothering God. Like a secretary, only more important. You can pray anytime you want, and they are sure to help you because they got it all worked out. There's always one of them on duty all the time. You should always go to church on Sunday because it makes God happy. And if there's anybody you want to make happy, it sure ought to be God. Amen. And he says, don't skip church to do things you think are more fun, like going to the beach and, you know, playing hockey, playing ball or whatever, etc. and etc. This is wrong. And besides, he said, the sun doesn't come out on the beach until afternoon anyway. If you don't believe in God, besides being an atheist, you will be very lonely. because your parents can't go everywhere with you, like to camp, but God can. And it's good to know that He's around you when you're scared in the dark or when you can't swim and you get thrown in some real deep water by some other bigger kids. But you shouldn't just always think of what God can do for you. I figure God put me here and He can take me back at any time He please. And that's why I believe in God. Other miles of babes. Simple. He's an 8-year-old. Amen? But God says He's perfected praise. He's perfected everything. You know that? As a matter of fact, as we have talked even earlier, He's still working on us to make us perfect. Be perfect as I am perfect, He says. And how many knows you can't make it on your own? No matter how hard you try, no matter how many New Year's resolutions you make, and I promise the Lord to do better, hey, you got to have Jesus. You know, in those times like this little Danny that I just have to say, Lord, I need your help today. God, the load is just maybe too hard to bear. And I have to be honest with you, Lord. God, I need your strength. I need your help. I just can't seem to bear up under the heavy load. And you know what? Because He, like Simon, who came along that day 2,000 years ago as Jesus was carrying His cross. You know, I know maybe some might think that Jesus was forced to carry His cross, but I believe that He willingly carried the cross. I believe Jesus willingly, the Bible said, He went to Golgotha's hill. Nobody made Him go. Nobody forced Him to go. I'll tell you what caused Him to go, His love for you and me. It was love. Wasn't the nails that held Him there? Was none of that. It was the love that Jesus had for us. And you know, just like I was about to say, as when Jesus fell beneath the load of that cross and Simon was called upon to get under that cross and began to help Jesus, I believe there's days when I fall under my cross. I know about you. There's days when I feel like I've fallen under it and I can't bear it up. And those days is when Jesus comes along my side, and I know He picks up my cross. And He, not only in those times does He pick up the cross, but He wraps an arm around me and gets under me and carries me also. I thank God today. I choose Him because He chose me. I'm thankful today for what Jesus Christ has done. But I look forth ahead to knowing this, that God's got everything in control. You know, the Bible says the footsteps of a righteous person are ordered of God. I don't know about tomorrow, but I do know who holds tomorrow. I'm not just saying that because it's words to say and because it's put down on paper somewhere. I'm saying that from out of the bottom of my heart. I know that God's in control. I don't know what God is doing, but I know He's doing all things well. I don't know how He's going to work it all out, but I do know this. I got to put my trust in Jesus. I'm going to trust in Him. Like we just sang that chorus, I'm trusting You, Lord. I may not understand it all, may not even be able to figure it out, but I do know this, that God's going to work everything out for our good. I say He's going to work everything out. And He's going to make a way where there seemingly is no way. I know my God is able. I don't know all the ins and outs of anything. All I know is that today I'm going to serve God with all my heart and soul. And when tomorrow comes, I'm going to do my best to serve God all that day and do what I can to help my fellow man, but to lift up Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, church. Let's make it simple. God made it simple. Bible said, be filled with the Spirit of God, and if you're filled with His Spirit and hunger for that refreshing and that anointing. I firmly believe in my own self and looking at, I believe what we're lacking is a divine move of the Holy Ghost. I really believe the church needs a fresh baptism. I really believe that we just need to stand in awe in His presence and just let him pour it on us and in us and through us. I think we've sang enough, we've preached enough, we've done everything else enough. I think it's time that we just stand in His presence and just say, Lord, I'm hungry. God, I need another move of God. I need to be rebaptized. How many know you got to open your mouth in order to be filled? But when we praise us go up, I believe the glory comes down. Oh, hallelujah. And the more you praise Him, the more that comes down. Hallelujah. More that surrounds and fills the house. More that goes out into the highways and the byways and begins to pull on people when we begin to praise Him. When my people are called by my name, humble themselves and begin to pray. And they pray for forgiveness of their sins and their backsliding. And they just pray, God, use me, Lord. Hallelujah. Refresh me and renew in me a right spirit and a right mind and a right attitude. Oh, hallelujah. There's a song my wife and the girls used to sing, and I can choose to be bitter, or I can choose to be better. I choose to be better. Not that I am better, but I make a choice to be better. I make a choice to strive to be better. How about you? How many said, I want to be better. I want to do better. I want to be more like Jesus, hallelujah, and grow more like Him every day. Aren't you glad you know who Jesus is? The Bible says, who knows life everlasting? I make a choice. I'm going to say, I made a choice. I'm going to say, I'm sticking with my choice. My God, hallelujah. It's like your spouse and like your loved one today. Amen. You're sticking with her. Amen. Through thick or thin, you're sticking with her. There's no changing now. Amen. Too late to go back now. We're sticking it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many said, I'm sticking it out? That's a crude illustration, but it gets the point across. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I purposed that 40-some years ago. This wasn't going to be just a little, you know, we're going to make it work. Going to stick with it. Going to work through some things. Let me tell you something, in this life and serving God, you've got to learn to work through some things. You can't give up on everything that doesn't go just right. Pete, don't give up. Don't give up. God's got something better. I mean, you can get hurt and you can get discouraged, but hey, get over it. Shake it off in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, there's power in His name. My God, I can't help but believe, and I speak it over you. God's got something better. It caused you to lose something. Amen. He is as a purpose that He doesn't want. He's not going to take you down the scale. He's going to bring you up the scale. God doesn't work in reverse. Has He worked in reverse in your life? No, I don't think so. Huh? He's always doing something better. He wants to do something better. You believe it, church? Amen. Would you stand with us tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for coming to the house of the Lord tonight. I mean, you could have gone anywhere. And just let me add one thing in closing. If you didn't get anything out of the service tonight, then it's your fault. All you had to do was ask. All you had to do was step in. Begin to worship Him and praise Him. Because you're only going to get out of a service what you put in it. This is not a magic trick. This is not a pull it out of your hat, bibbly bobbly boo, abracadabra. No. This costs the blood of Jesus Christ to be spilt. Suffering and pain. Paul said, I'm glad. I count it a privilege to have fellowship with His suffering. Come on, church. If you think we need to be on easy streets, something's wrong. That's what's wrong. Got to be a few calluses upon the knees. Got to be some hurting of the joints and getting up because we've been down so long on our knees. Got to cost us something. Got to cost us something. You know what? It'll cost you everything that the world will offer you. But what God has promised in exchange, eye has not seen, neither eye seen nor ear heard. Neither can it even enter into your heart. But God's got prepared. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? Seen some beautiful things in this life, seen some beautiful things on this earth, but nothing will compare to the glory that awaits us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Can you give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Troy? By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. by the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet spoke. This is the day of the latter rain. God is moving by His power again, and the anointing shall break the yoke. Sing it, church. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yokes. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet spoke. This is the day of the latter rain. God is moving in His power again, and the anointing shall break the yoke. Yes, by the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet spoke. For this is the day of the latter rain. God is moving by His power again, and the anointing shall break the yoke. Do you believe it? Do you receive it? Oh, hallelujah. Take it home with you. Amen. Just apply it. Amen. Like, man, those aching muscles that you just rub all that ointment on. Amen. Just apply that message. By the anointing, Jesus breaks every yoke. Hallelujah. And I believe that some yokes need to be broken. But it's the anointing. It's not by might. It's not by power. But Jesus says, by My Spirit, saith the Lord. It's by the anointing. Oh, hallelujah. My God. Isn't that exciting? Look to your neighbor and say, Jesus breaking my yokes. Amen. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. My God, hallelujah. If you will accept that and apply that this week and every day this week, realize by the anointing, by the power of the Holy Ghost, get it stirred up. We won't even recognize you next Sunday morning. Come on, won't even recognize you because you'll be in the presence of God all week. You've been singing by the anointing. Jesus breaks the yoke by the Holy Ghost and power. Hallelujah. Just like the prophet spoke. For this is the day of the latter rain. This is the day. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week, next month, next year. This is the day of the latter rain. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, we need to talk more about the Holy Ghost. Man, talk about everybody else is boring after a while. My God. For this is the day of the latter rain. God is moving. Oh, yes, He is. And the anointing shall break the yoke. Yes, by the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet spoke. For this is the day of the latter rain. God is moving by His power again, and the anointing shall break the yoke. Will you remember that? Will you sing that? Will it come to you this week? Oh, by the anointing, God. Whew, oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Can we say it's been good to have been in the house of the Lord? Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. So what you've heard tonight, what you've felt tonight, amen, let's put it to practice by the anointing. You know, just simple obedience. We could have missed that. Come on, we could have missed that. You could have missed that blessing. Just psalming on his heart all day. Just, you know, hey. But God's got a time. See, all day until this very moment, right? God makes a way. Hallelujah. God bless you, Lord. By the anointing, Jesus breaks every yoke. By the Holy Ghost and power, just like the prophet spoke. For this is the latter day. My God. God is moving. All around this world, He's moving. He really is. Because I can't see Him in Back Bay because you're expecting Him just to move. See, God's not going to move unless you move. God doesn't move anywhere unless we begin to move. When we begin to move.
Thank you, Pastor Cook. We hope that you enjoyed today's radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of this message or any other message, you can contact us at the church office at area code 506-755-3592 or in writing at 195 Back Bay Loop Road, Back Bay, New Brunswick, E5C2W3. Or you can visit us on our website at www.cbufullgospel.com. And you can also find us on Facebook at Seaview Full Gospel Church. Until next week, God bless, and remember, Christ is the answer.